My name is Pastor Anson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmaus Church. As a church, we began gathering here at Regal Mall of Georgia back in January, really the first Sunday in January was our first Sunday here. And we had transitioned from a space that we were sharing down on Satellite Boulevard, the athletic training facility, WPI. Some of you were there in the WPI days, and we transitioned here. And one of the reasons we transitioned here to Regal Mall of Georgia is because it allowed us to have a month-to-month rental situation as we as a church really prayed for a long-term facility. We could kind of anchor down. We could dig in. We could really begin, by God's grace, do some damage in our community, having a home, having a Grand Central Station, really majoring on discipleship, really majoring on reaching out to the community, having a home, not being church in a box, as we've done now for about 3 years. And as much as we're grateful for all the Lord has done over the past 3 years, it's difficult. It's hard. And so we've been praying. We've been asking the Lord in His timing to show us a space. And after a journey of ups and downs and things that we thought the Lord was doing and turns and twists and loop-de-loops and all those fun things, the Lord opened up this amazing door for us. And last month, we signed a lease for a facility at 75 Maddox Road, about 2 miles, a little over 2 miles directly west from here. And so we've already transitioned. We've already moved all of our offices over there. We've emptied out our storage bins. We've set that place up as far as the office suites are concerned, discipleship space is concerned. And now I'm excited to tell you that, you know, after securing the permits and kind of jumping through the hoops that we have to jump through in order to build out our worship space and our kids ministry rooms that are going in the 10,500 square foot area, excited to tell y'all, construction begins tomorrow, right? Like first thing in the morning, man. Crews are out there, and they're coming. They're bringing their big dumpsters. They're ripping up all the floor, and the schedule is tomorrow. They rip up off all the floor, throw it in the trash. We're starting construction on some firewalls and some walls on Tuesday morning, and we have Emmaus Church been given a timeline of 4 weeks. Okay, 4 weeks. So we're excited, but guess what? We got a lot of stuff to do in 4 weeks, man. So here's what I'm asking you to do, Emmaus Church. I'm asking you to do this. So for 2 Monday nights now, we have gathered at the facility. Our commitment as a church has been, man, every single Monday night from 6:30 to 7:30, we got the doors open in our discipleship space down there at 75 Maddox Road. We got Suite 201 open, and all throughout this journey, man, we're going to be gathering to pray. We're going to be gathering to cry out to the Lord from 6:30 to 7:30 every single Monday night. And I'm begging y'all, I'm begging you, as many as of you who can, tomorrow as we begin this new critical season where construction begins, for you to come out to that prayer night tomorrow night, 6:30 to 7:30, Suite 201. Just come out and pray. We can get a sort of a gauge on the facility and what they're doing. But y'all, it begins tomorrow. So let's amp up just our, you know, us crying out to the Lord. The theme of this whole thing, as we've talked about, man, is Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, it's builder's labor in vain, right? Like it's kind of pointless. And so God's got to do this thing. And so that's what we believe. And here's what I believe, man. And I know you do too. That you know, we've talked about it in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus talks about it. Went in the series to the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus already talked about it. He said, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, whoever knocks, the door is open. And he tells us, he says, in the same way that a father wants to give good gifts to his kids, the Lord gives good gifts to those who ask him. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? Let me tell you why I believe that. Not only because Jesus said it, so I kind of believe what Jesus says, but also in addition to that, we've seen it. Y'all know what the Lord has done? So when you pray, you're asking God to do what only God can do, and God begins to do supernatural stuff when you pray, right? And I absolutely believe that. If that freaks some of you out, I would just say read the book of Acts, right? God does supernatural stuff when you pray, and it's awesome. So we've been praying for the past 2 weeks, Lord, be with us, give us grace, give us mercy, lead out this whole project, provide for us as your church. Let me tell you one of the things that the Lord has done. One of the things that we priced out when we first got the estimate of building out this new facility was lighting, so canned lighting that would hang from the worship area ceiling where we could put some new lighting in there and kind of eliminate the fluorescent lighting and just make it more pleasant, more of a controllable environment, and just the lighting better. And we priced that thing out, and we got the price back, the estimate back for what it would cost. And after, you know, I got up off the floor and you know, had recovered from a heart attack, we decided we're not going to do that. We can't afford that. We can't do that, man. These things are expensive. These lights are expensive. Who knew that a little bitty light could cost so much money, right? And so we were like, okay, we'll table that. We won't do that. And then I got a call from a buddy of mine who's a pastor of another Acts 29 church, network church, which we're affiliated with. He's down in Macon. He's associated. He's got a buddy who runs this firm that builds churches. And the gentleman told us last week, he said, actually, the week before last, he said, Anson, he said, we were building out a church, renovating a church in Tennessee. He said, we're renovating out this church, and they wanted us to change out their lighting, and their lighting is only 2 years old. He said, they want us to change all of it. And we told him y'all's story, and the pastor of the church said, just give them these lights. Just give them to them. So here's what God just did, man. Here's what God just did. Each one of these lights costs like $250 a piece. We just got over 30 of them. Over 30 of these things just got donated to our church. So now they're sitting there at the building and we're going, Lord, okay, now we got a good problem. We got to pay for these to get hung, right? So, but I'm telling you, what a great problem to have. And here's what we know. If God wants to provide, he'll provide, because he just provided thousands of dollars for his church. God does. See, here's the thing, Mace. He owns it all. He owns it all, which is why we pray. And God's like, you want lights? Just ask me. Ask me for light. Like, it's really not that difficult. And so let's pray, y'all. Let's pray. Tomorrow, 6:30, let's show up. We're going to pray. God's doing this thing. And so we're trusting God to provide. Continue to pray for God's provision. I'm going to challenge y'all, too. During the week, you're like, man, I can't make it. I can't make it tomorrow, 6:30. You know what? No sweat. Make a commitment this week to drive by 75 Maddox Road, Suites 200, 201. Go down there, and you just pray. On your lunch break, pray. Take a day to swing by there and pray. Take your family down there to pray. I mean, one of the beautiful things about Monday Night Prayer, man, people have been bringing their little kids in there. You know what we did last Monday? Last Monday, we walked over to the kids' rooms, where the kids' rooms are going to be, and we prayed for the children who in about 2 months, or really less than that, are going to be filling up those kids' rooms, and we're praying for them to come to know Jesus, right? And so it's a beautiful time. Challenge y'all to come out. God's doing a work. God is God. He owns it all. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your provision, and we're so undeserving. We don't deserve any of it, Lord. None of it. And Lord, should you choose, if you would have chosen not to provide a facility for us, if you would have chosen not to provide lights for us, Lord, you are God, you're on your throne, and you're worthy to be praised. Everything else is just grace upon 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 grace. We do not deserve it. We're so grateful, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for how oftentimes I'm ungrateful. Would we as a church be just a bunch of needy kids coming to our Father, begging him for a piece of bread, begging him for some food, begging him for provision, trusting that your heart is good. Not only is heart good, your heart's generous. And Lord, the proof of your generosity, the ultimate proof of your generosity, is found in Christ Jesus, your one and only Son, on a cross, hanging on a cross for our sins. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Would you speak to us today? Would we continue to worship you, hands lifted high, hearts open wide? Because you are a God who is on your throne. You are a God who has authority over everything. And you are good. We love you, Lord. We pray it all through Christ. Amen.